music, stories, and more, you're listening to Artbeat Radio, a program by Able Artwork.
Helen Dolith is the founder of Able Artwork. Here's her story.
Helen grew up in Long Beach, California. With her dog named Maverick. She had always loved music. Even as a small child, she would walk up to her black and white television as Nipperwatchy was playing and play her imaginary keyboard with him, singing and dancing anon.
Helen grew up playing piano. She received lessons each week. She loved music. She always wanted to be a music teacher.
One day in her piano lesson, her teacher mentioned music therapy.
Have you ever heard about music therapy?
She took the time to explain what this was.
Let me explain it to you.
Helen immediately knew that this was a calling and decided to pursue it.
I'm gonna do it.
She learned that Cal State Long Beach had a music therapy department and said, that's it.
By golly, that's it. She was hooked and enrolled in music therapy courses. She received her bachelor's degree in music therapy and later got a master's in special education from the same school. Cal State Long Beach.
I said Long Beach.
She was busy with her schoolwork and her personal life. But she always found time to watch her favorite show, Seinfeld.
I love the show.
If she watched Seinfeld, she would eat her favorite candy, chocolate.
Yummy, delicious.
Helen had just finished her internship and was inspired to come back to Long Beach after she had been living in Stockton.
Long Beach, here I come.
She was shopping one day and decided to go out for some of her favorite Greek food.
She realized that music was incredibly powerful and that combining our creative arts together would be a great thing for inclusion and expression within the community. Her life was very busy at the time. She became a board-certified music therapist, got engaged to be married.
Will you marry me?
And was busy with planning her own wedding. She did all this while figuring out her future at the same time. These responsibilities took over her thoughts, as she always made sure to practice self-care by swimming, reading books, and going on hikes. Before and after graduation, she had many jobs. Before she was a therapist, she worked for about 10 years teaching private piano lessons. She began working as a music therapist in juvenile delinquents that were either going to juvenile hall or coming out of it. She also worked at the clinic for Cal State Long Beach where families would bring their children for music therapy. She left this job to create her own music therapy group through the Parks and Recreation Department. Her family was incredibly supportive of her taking this leap to create her own program. Enough the idea, and her father became one of the first board members. She named George V. Deneff Art Gallery after him to thank him for all his support.
Thank you.
She worked on a speech to share with her community to help her design new programs. She organized for people to donate money, buy instruments, rent charity, or buy art supplies. It took 2 long years research, plan, network, and start program.
She listened to Simon and Garfunkel to relax and plan her strategies for advocacy.
At this time, she had to fight in explaining the education and therapeutic nature that her program would have, and it was not simple arts and crafts. She explained to regional centers that this type of program is important for the community to participate in, and she needed help to support her mission. At this time, many individuals were confined to state hospitals instead of being part the community.
At first, people she was talking to were not as supportive as her family.
I don't know about that idea.
But after explaining and getting parents and patients on her side, Helen was able to convince the right people that these members of the community deserve funding and should be treated as the part of the community that they were.
Everyone is part of our community.
At first, people she was talking to were not as supportive as her family.
A typical day in her life at that time was her being the sole music therapist, working alongside an art therapist. I did everything I could, and she explained when talking about her daily work life. She was with her clients all day, giving them the best therapy that she could possibly give. She was only able to complete paperwork and work with the board members after everybody had gone for the day.
See you tomorrow. See you tomorrow.
Helen worked very hard every day. She remembers only taking extended time off twice in her career. This was only to give birth to her 2 children.
Mary had a little lamb. Mary had a little lamb. Her fleece was white as snow.
When speaking about the greatest advice she's ever gotten, she explained that a board member assisting with funds told her, "You could always ask people for things, and they can say yes. The worst thing they can say is no. And that it simply means no. It doesn't hurt to ask."
Yeah, that's okay.
I had no idea that Able Arts Work would grow to be where it is today.
Wow, my organization is incredible. She thought she would only create the one program. and put all of her energy into it. She never thought it would be as huge as it is today. Incredible.
She explained that she is able to give some of her responsibilities to therapists and instructors to carry on her legacy, and spend her time focusing on the bigger picture. This means advocating for her clients, raising awareness in the larger community, and thinking about how she can grow this organization. She also works at California State Northridge University, helping the future of music therapy. By teaching students there how to implement this practice with clients of all populations.
There's a lot of things that I love about my job. The most rewarding part is seeing all clients and to see the mission of Love Before Learning and Learn for Life.
Love Before Learning, Learning for Life.
This is a personal expression, and it sends a message to the world about the beautiful things that can be done when we work together. Helen says, I feel like a proud mama.
Good mama.
When she finds rare moments of time off, she enjoys talking with her two children and playing games with her wonderful grandchildren. She spends time with her huge family of over 40 people.
Wow, that's a lot of people.
When she is able to, she loves to travel. She likes to visit Greece. She loves getting to know new people and experience new cultures.
Helen loves working with the remote company. She's grateful for her help to give Abel's artwork. Meeting new people is exciting for us to help our community grow and learn together.
In the future, I see more projects for us to do in the community. Helen has plans to do more beautiful things. I create possible businesses, art gallery opening.
We're gonna open an art gallery.
And even a museum. Oh, wow. Her plans to continue her hard work. She wants to see technology and make it accessible, make the community more accessible.
Community to be accessible.
Make more money for funding these projects, and most importantly, make people happy.
I hope you enjoyed this installment of Artbeat Radio. For more information, please go to our website, ableartwork.org. Thank you for listening, and tune in next time.